What up, y'all? It's your boy, Say Atlantis, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Right now, we are, you know what I'm saying? With the election season is about to pop off, y'all. Sorry, I just hit my mic. But the election season's popping off. We have our two people running. Well, actually three. So we got Donald Trump for Republicans, Joe Biden for Democrats that come in. We got RFK Jr. who's running as an independent. But Joe Biden made a big move this past weekend. Now, if you don't know, Donald Trump has a lot of court cases, and they're trying to take his money. He had to go ahead and do a merger with True Social that, you know, got him back into the billions. But it was trying to make him pay almost $450 million to appeal one of his cases. So they're trying to take a lot of money from him that he would use to campaign on the campaign trail. Money problems are kind of going away. Still got a lot of court cases coming up. He's trying to get all those pushed till after the election. If he gets some push after the election, it doesn't matter if he wins or loses him because he could just pardon himself. Joe Biden, on the other hand, Joe Biden was slow in the numbers, and he was down in almost all of the key swing states. And so he needed a jolt to his campaign. And the jolt came this past weekend where Obama and Clinton came from out of the woodworks in this NYC event where they helped Joe Biden raised some money. And I want to ask you, do Obama and Clinton showing up on the campaign trail, does that make a difference to you about how you feel about Joe Biden and the job he has done over the past 4 years? I remember where it used to matter, like Bill Clinton or Obama, or, you know, guys that ran before, them coming to help you out on the campaign trail. It used to be a big deal, but somehow I feel like it's not that big of a deal, but the money is a big deal because they raised $25 million. And this will help Joe Biden out a lot with his campaign. So let's go ahead and read the article. Biden raises $25 million in historic fundraiser with Obama and Clinton. In a show of force, his campaign is calling the most successful political fundraiser in American history. President Biden raised more than $250 million during a New York event Thursday featuring former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. More than 5,000 people attended the sold-out event at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Biden's campaign said, with guests paying anywhere from $225,000 to $500,000, the massive haul comes as Biden and his allies have sought to present their growing financial advantage in the race against former President Donald Trump as a broader sign of strength and momentum. So they're showing that, hey, we got money. We don't have money problems over here. And they're acting like that shows that, you know, they are strong. They are the stronger side. The Democrats are stronger than the Republicans right now. And it says the highest paying donors at the event had access to perks such as a photo with three presidents. Legendary photographer Annie Leibovitz was on tap to take portraits of donors with Biden, Clinton, and Obama. The three presidents were greeted with a standing ovation, and Clinton and Obama turned toward Biden to shower him with praise before they sat down. By the way, dark branding is real, Biden said at the end of the program, which was marked by the three men donning dark aviator glasses in a nod to the Biden alter ego that has become a meme. While campaign aides did not say how they determined the $25 million haul was the largest fundraiser in history, Hollywood mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg, a campaign co-chair, described the event as a true reflection of the momentum behind Biden's re-election bid. Now, do you think there's momentum behind Joe Biden's re-election bid? Like, I don't know. I just don't feel no momentum. This historic raise is a show of strong enthusiasm for President Biden and Vice President Harris and a testament to the unprecedented fundraising machine we've built. He said in a statement, unlike our opponent, every dollar we're raising is going to reach the voters who will decide the selection. Communicating the president's historic record, his vision for the future, and laying plain the stakes of this election. That was a shot at Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, whose fundraising is going in part to defray his legal expenses. Yes, so some of Donald Trump's money they're raising at the RNC, some of that money is going to go to help fight some of Trump's legal bills. And, you know, just trying to push those cases back to behind the election. This event, the event caps a step-up stretch of campaign activity for Biden in the wake of his fiery March 7th State of the Union address. And it is the latest push by the president's allies to counter concerns about his advanced age and sagging approval ratings. Biden is 81 and Trump is 77. Okay, so now, so we got Biden, Obama, Clinton, all together raising $25 million in New York City. Big thing, big fundraisers, a show of strength. And they want to make it seem like they're stronger than the RNC, than Republicans, than Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has legal woes and he's raising money to help fight his legal woes. Okay. But the Achilles heel in this election for the Democrats showed up that night as well. And it's the young protesters, the young people out here who are in support of Palestine, believes that Israel is committing genocide. Those people are the Achilles heel of Joe Biden's campaign. And they showed up on this historic night. Let's go ahead and read it. This is from Rolling Stone. Obama to protester interrupting. Can't just talk and not listen. Former presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton arrived at Radio City Music Hall in New York on Thursday night to garner support and funds for President Joe Biden's reelection campaign. The event drummed up more than $25 million in what Biden's campaign is calling the most successful political fundraiser in American history. While the moderator, Stephen Colbert, gathered with the trio in the armchair conversations, dubbing them champion talkers, the occasion was frequently interrupted by protesters inside the theater. Throughout different moments of the event, attendees would shout over the discussion, referencing Biden's support of Israel in the Hamas war that has killed more than 30,000 Palestinians in Gaza. When discussing the realities of the presidency, Obama said that the world has a lot of joy and beauty, but it also has a lot of tragedy and cruelty. The former president then addressed Biden's handling of the war in Gaza. It is also possible for us to say we unequivocally support the people of Israel and their ability to live and raise families and so forth, which is what Joe's position has been. It is also possible for us to have our hearts broken watching innocent people being killed and trying to manage through that in a way that ultimately leads to both people being able to live in peace side by side. So that is not an easy task. At this point, Obama was interrupted by a protester inside the theater. Speaking to the protester, Obama said, "You can't just talk and not listen. That's what the other side does." He added, and when he says other side, he's talking about Republicans. "It is possible for us to understand that it is possible to have moral clarity and have deeply held beliefs, but still recognize that the world is complicated and it is hard to solve these problems." So there you go. So Barack Obama got heckled. And I think that's going to be the Achilles heel. The Democrats are going to have to figure out how to do something with either the president of Israel, or the war is going to have to stop. They're going to have to do something to appease these young voters, because these young voters are not going to vote for him. And if these young voters stay on the couch this election, I mean, I think that's another blow, because you have a lot of black people talking about sitting on the couch as well, or not voting, or voting for Trump. I think Trump is going to get way more numbers than from black males than a Republican has gotten in a very long time. I just feel like it's a very uphill battle. I think they're using old tactics. I think bringing Obama and Clinton is a very old tactic. I would probably, if I had to guess, I would say that probably most of the donors that even went to Radio City Music Hall were old, besides the people that heckled. So it's an old play, and it's a new day. And I don't think they're being creative enough. So we'll see how it plays out. But yes, on what was called the biggest night of the greatest fundraiser in American history, on that night, there were also protesters interrupting about what they were calling the genocide over in Gaza. So let me know what y'all think. Make sure you hit me up in the comments. Keep God first, and I'm going to be back with another video very soon. All right, peace.